We are joined by the head basketball coach at Arkansas. Absolutely killing it there. 81-29 in four seasons. Previously a head coach at Nevada. Also of the Golden State Warriors and Sacramento Kings. 2018 Mountain West Coach of the Year. Back-to-back trips to the Elite Eight with Arkansas. They're currently ranked number 9 nationally. They're 8-1. They've got a big one Saturday. They go up against Oklahoma in Tulsa. That's 1 p.m. Eastern on Saturday. Eric Musselman is my guest. E. Muss, what's going on? How are you?
I'm doing great, JR. Thanks so much for having me back in the jungle.
Muss, always great to have you in the jungle. In fact, bring me up to date because it's been a pretty eventful start to the season. As I mentioned, Muss, you're already 8-1. You're ranked in the top 10. You're coming off back-to-back trips to the Elite Eight. How are you feeling about your team and the way things are shaping up so far?
Well, Jim, it's been an interesting season. You know, we started off the year with Nick Smith, a five-star recruit who's got incredible, potential for the next level, being injured. And then we finally got Nick back in the fold. And we got unfortunate news yesterday that our, one of our premier upfront guys, Trevin Brazil, is out with a season-ending injury. So we've really only had one game with the full roster, and we're going to have to continue to adjust and evolve on who we are because, Brazil was such an important part of who we were. And Nick Smith obviously coming back, that's an adjustment as well. So a lot of moving parts to the style and identity where we are today and possibly where we would be come March.
Eric Musselman joining us. I was going to ask you, Muss, about Brazil. It's just such a devastating thing. He tore an ACL on Tuesday night. His season's over. How are his spirits right now? And then secondarily, Eric, as a head coach, what do you say to a player when something that devastating happens? What can you say?
Well, I think to answer the second part, JR, there's all you can do is wrap your arms around a student athlete, let him know, that you're here to support him, the entire staff. I just got done meeting with Trevin and his dad, and we just talked about the process of trying to get the swelling down, possibly doing the surgery right after Christmas. Putting together a plan for him in the weight room, for him to work on his upper body strength and then what the rehab process would look like. But I think most importantly is, the student athlete understanding that he's still a huge part of our team. We want him to go on road trips, when he can, and just trying to keep the emotional and mental spirits up. And he's actually doing pretty well for someone that just found out that their season's over after, putting in a lot of work in the off season.
Talking to Eric Musselman. E. Muss, then, what's that do to the rest of his team? Like, these are his brothers, and they say they see one of their brothers go down the way he did, and everybody understands that injuries are a part of the game, but what is your message to the team in the aftermath of something like that? Because this is not an easy guy to next man up.
Yeah, you're exactly right, Jim. It's not. I mean, you're talking about a 6'11" player who plays the small forward, power forward. When we played small ball, the center. So, we're not going to be able to replace his unique skill set. I do think when it happened in game, that it really, really affected all of us. I could tell by the look on the players' faces. I felt kind of discombobulated and the game did not seem as important while it was going on as other games did, just because of a player going down and knowing, that it probably was not going to be an injury that he was going to be able to come back from, based on what the trainers and doctors had said it at halftime. But what we need to do is we need to now figure out what style we need to play, who's going to take the minutes that Brazil had for us. That'll be, really important. And then what skill set does the player that does take those minutes, what skill set does he bring offensively, defensively, and then how do we fit it all together? I did talk to the team about, Lindsey Drew had torn his Achilles when we were at Nevada. He was our starting point guard. as important a player as we had, and we moved Cody Martin from the power forward spot to the point guard spot, and then we ended up playing in a Sweet 16 game and lost to Loyola and Porter Mosier. We were really a basket away from making an Elite Eight after our point guard and our team leader went down with a torn Achilles. So we've been through the process before. Hopefully our team will be able to adjust much like the Nevada team was able to.
I appreciate that response. Eric Musselman, head coach at Arkansas, is joining us. You know, Mush, you're doing what you do. You're doing what you've always done. You're building, you're developing players, of course, recruiting hard. The game has changed so much. I'm curious, when you hit the recruiting trail now, Eric, generally, what are players looking for? Like, are they still looking first and foremost to get to the association? Are they looking for the best NIL deal they can get? Is it winning? Is it minutes? Is it education? Like, when you're out there right now and you're pitching and recruiting, what's coming back? What do the players want now?
Yeah, I think for sure the guys that we have been recruiting, it's you know, how do I further my career to play beyond college? How do I you know, potentially become an NBA draft pick? What is my role going to be? What are my minutes? Maybe what are my shot attempts? All those things are part of the conversation. I think playing, you know, what conference do they want to play in is really important. I think that for every coach of every sport collegiately, name, image, and likeness has become a new factor, not necessarily in recruiting, but it has become, you know, a part of the landscape. And I do think that maybe just from talking to people that maybe in football, that's become a little bit bigger factor than in basketball, although it's a factor for all coaches. From a recruiting standpoint, we still feel like playing in the NBA is the number one priority with most recruits that we have in-depth discussions with.
I understand your point that football is different than basketball, but I know you. I know that you study other sports. You study other coaches. You study other leaders. I'm really curious, have you had any chance, and you're focused on what you have in front of you, but have you taken a look at what, quote, Coach Prime is doing? Like, Deion Sanders, it's just fascinating, right, the way he's going about this, the way everything is social media, the way he is rolling video on everything, the way he is extremely brash and very honest. Like, he comes to Colorado, and one of the first things, Eric, he tells his players is, you best hit the portal. The more of you who do, opens up more spaces for us. And by the way, I brought my own baggage, and it's Louis. And he's saying things like this. You know, a lot of the kids absolutely love him and can't wait to commit. Not everybody gets it. I'm just kind of curious, from where you're sitting, have you been watching that, and what do you make of it?
It's funny, because yesterday I printed a bunch of articles on, you know, I just kind of Google searched Colorado football and to see what their social media has done, the growth in that, the growth in season tickets, the interest that it's going to draw with prospective recruits. You know, the one thing with Coach Prime that you got to really, really respect is that he paid his dues in the coaching profession. You know, he went, ran his own program, has gone, you know, from an HBCU to the Pac-12 now. I really admire guys that, you know, that go take a coaching job at whatever level that it may be. Basketball, it might be a minor league coach or a Division III coach or whatever, and then you win and you're able to elevate. But it truly is fascinating, his honesty. And then I think with the players, like, hey, they respect, you know, the way that he can relate to the guys, and I think it was a great hire, and I think it's, you know, everybody, I think it collegiately and professionally, are fascinated to watch how this unfolds and the success that he'll have.
No, you're right. And he came up. I mean, look, he came up. I want to say you came up the way he came up. Of course, none of us did, because he is one of the greatest athletes ever. But to your point, he had to start somewhere, and he started at the very bottom. Like, that was the only job that he could get. That was the only school that would hire him. And he went there and he did it and parlayed that into something much bigger. Like, Eric, your basketball life has been amazing. It's taken you around the entire country. It's taken you around the globe. I've got a few friends from Cali that moved to or spent time in Little Rock, and they loved it. They loved it. You're killing it at work, but I'm curious, how do you and the fam like living there and in that community?
No, it's been awesome. I mean, Northwest Arkansas, the Fayetteville areas, and the entire state. I mean, it's just unique, Jim, that, you know, a basketball program, a football program, the baseball like it is the professional, program. Like that's what it's all about in this state. And, my wife is she was up at 5 a.m., went to Bentonville and was doing some work. I don't know if it was charity work today or she was helping at a TV station, but she's busy almost every single day. And kind of to see, you know, my wife and daughter and how they relate to the community and are out has really been cool to see. And they've, you know, the entire state's really embraced the family beyond belief, because obviously we did not have any real connection growing up in San Diego and being from the West Coast. So it's been really, really cool for all of us to experience.
Hey, Mus, one last thought. What do you think Bill would say if you were here, your father, in the way you have completely reinvented yourself, started over, went into the college game, have been a dominant college head coach? What do you think your dad would say if you were here?
You know, I think one, it's just if you line up the, you know, the two careers, it's really eerily similar, other than the fact that I did not start off in college coaching like my father did at Ashland and the University of Minnesota. But he did, you know, go through the professional ranks, both minor league and NBA, and then went back to South Alabama. And so I think he would be proud. I think the one moment, Jim, that I always kind of have a little pit in my stomach or soul is that my dad was not around the day that I was named head coach of the Golden State Warriors, and we were the first father-son combinations as head coaches. And I, you know, that moment I think about quite often, but I know he's probably watching our team play and thinking we have poor shot selection and we need to be a little bit more disciplined offensively. I know he's probably thinking that for sure.
That's funny. And one last thought. So your only loss, Eric, came against a top 10 opponent in Creighton at the Maui Invitational. Quick story. So while you may not find humor in this, this to me is kind of funny. I was watching that game in another room in the house, and I'm doing my thing, and then all of a sudden my wife, Janet, texts me, and she says, "Oh, man, Eric is mad. He is hot." I said, "I know, darling. I'm watching the game." In that game, you made your run. You came up just short. What was your biggest takeaway from that game and the trip to Hawaii? What did that do for this group?
Well, you know, Maui's the field every year is so good, and it's with our ball club having 11 new players, Jim. You know, we had not challenged our team in the first 3 years at Arkansas that early in the season, but the way they put the tournament on and the talent that you have to go against, I mean, Creighton really challenge you from a defensive standpoint because they space the floor. Many people talk, Jim, about that game thus far being possibly the best college game in a short sample size of a season. But Creighton's a great team, great program, and certainly I think for all the teams that were in Maui, it's going to make all of us better at the end of the season.
I was going to say one last thought. I agree with you. That might have been the best game of the year so far. The point is the SEC has got six teams, Eric, ranked in the AP Top 25, most of any conference. How important is it then to use that non-conference schedule and challenges like that to ramp up for conference play, which does get underway December 28th?
Yeah, there's no doubt, Jim, that was a factor in us doing everything we could to play in Maui. And we have a big game, as you mentioned earlier, against Oklahoma this Saturday. That's another game that's going to help prepare us, because right now everybody talks about SEC football, and for good reason. But the SEC basketball, the coaches in this conference, the way that the schools are drawing from an attendance standpoint, I mean, it's a challenge every single night. You know, there's programs, we all know the programs that are ranked, but there's a lot of programs not ranked in the SEC that are having great non-conference schedule records as well and playing great basketball.
So, Eric, last thought, Oklahoma Saturday, huge, huge game. It's a rivalry between schools that goes back for decades, and you're going to see a lot more of Oklahoma when they join the SEC. What's the atmosphere going to be like on Saturday?
Well, the athletic directors did a great job of putting this series together. Lon Kruger, who I actually worked for with the Atlanta Hawks, he placed the call originally a couple of years ago. I ran it by the athletic director, and Hunter Yurecek ran with it. He thought it would be a great series for us, which last year, Oklahoma completely outplayed us. But it's a great atmosphere. The game is played in Tulsa, which is a neutral site game. It's about 2 hours from both, both universities. And so the crowd is kind of split 50-50. And last year's, from an atmosphere standpoint, just incredible atmosphere. And it gives your players a taste of what a real big game atmosphere will be like. It's an ESPN game. In the middle of the day at noon local tip. So it's going to be a great challenge for both teams, and I think both programs are looking forward to the game.
I love that game. I love that matchup for all the reasons you just mentioned. He is the head basketball coach at Arkansas. They are ranked number 9 right now, 8-1, and a big one Saturday. Once again, that game is in Tulsa. Arkansas v. Oklahoma, must. You're the absolute best. Great to have you back in the jungle. You know I love that conversation, Must. Thanks so much.
Thanks so much for having me on, Jim.
Eric Musselman, head coach at Arkansas. Good stuff. Covered a lot of ground.